One topic that was missing from the Consensus CNY Commission's 80-page report on government modernization released earlier this week were suggestions to modernize the way schools are run. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Consensus has developed a list of over 50 proposals to modernize government in Onondaga County, including creation of a new countywide metropolitan government. Schools, however, are just too complicated to get in on the initial round of studies of government operation, according to Commission Co-Chair Catherine Richardson.
When we hired a CGR to do our baseline study, who does what and how much does it cost, school systems are in an entirely different framework and how they report to the state. So we couldn't even come up with one baseline report.
Still, Richardson thinks schools should be examined in the context of the consensus goal of modernizing government. So she hopes to suggest that when the current commission disbands in April, another takes its place to focus on education. Commission member Donna Desiato, superintendent of the East Syracuse Manoah School District, agrees. She says even though it's a complicated subject, it should be tackled, especially considering the decreasing population of New York State.
It's going to be essential that we begin to look at how do we really stay ahead of that change by creating systems and structures that will allow a community to grow rather than to be stifled by constraints that might have been created with all good intents 50 to 100 years ago, but that today are no longer going to be sufficient.
The Commission on Government Modernization is seeking comments from the public on its recommendations before issuing a final report in April. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.